Hello, and welcome to the Thank You So Much pod. I'm your host, Kirsten.
And I'm Allie.
Yep, that's us.
That's a new way.
Yeah, I was trying to try out something new for us, for the pod.
What about, hey everyone, and welcome back to the Thank You So Much podcast, where we thank you so much for your stories this
month. That's good, yeah. Welcome to our channel, or welcome back to our channel.
To our channel, like we're...
YouTubers.
Yeah, I mean, we are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe.
Well, okay. So, we didn't get to finish this episode the first time we tried to record it because the power went out. If you guys saw our TikTok and our Instagram story, or
we caught whatever. It on video.
Yeah, it was a little crazy, and we got scared.
Kirsten was you were scared.
I was scared.
You were actually really funny because you were like, I just want to get out of here. I just got to get out of here.
Yeah, I was like, this is too scary.
Because at first we thought maybe it was the ghost that's haunting us.
Yeah.
Here, there's a ghost.
Yeah, there is a ghost here.
We started talking to it, but we thought it was the ghost, perhaps. And we were like, ghost, you didn't have to do that. Like, yeah, that wasn't cool.
We were still recording.
We weren't done.
Yeah.
But then we realized that it was actually like a whole block.
Yeah, it was really weird. And we saw like where it started and ended, I guess.
So it wasn't the ghost. So maybe the ghost still likes us.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
But this place does feel like it has a presence.
Definitely.
Like my apartment doesn't feel that way, but this place does. Anywho. I don't feel good right now.
Yeah, so we don't want to do this.
Get this over with, guys.
We don't want to do this, but we're here for you, our fans. We know how much you look forward to it.
Yep.
So, but why don't we feel good, you may ask?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty hungover. Usually hangovers, like, don't last this long for me.
Well, I feel like we've been drinking all weekend.
I know, since Thursday.
By accident.
Since Thursday we were drinking.
It was just by accident because... Thursday, you know, we were doing the pod.
And then we had a little scare, and so I needed a drink after that.
The blackout happened, and we had to drink after that. And then, oh, we went to a bar that night. And then Friday, you went out, and I had my Christmas sleepover with my friend, Steph.
Friday, I went to 4100.
Last night is why we feel like shit today.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel that bad. I was just, like, really tired.
Same. I just want to sleep, and I didn't want to, like, talk.
I know. I had to convince Kirsten to come today.
I really was not. I was watching Krampus. I was cozy.
I
was cozy under the blankets watching
Krampus
with my cat.
Can wait. The podcast calls.
I was so sleepy.
Well, what did we do last night?
So we went to a show, one of our favorite podcasts.
Shouts out, Handsome Pod.
Hey, guys, if you're listening, we love you.
We're obsessed.
But.
Cut that out.
We're embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
I have been listening to them for a long time, and I went to their special last year, mm-hmm. me and Bopa did, and then I got you on the train.
You did. Mm-hmm. But my other friends listen to it, too, and my boss listens to it, so
once it clicked
for me, when I was like, wait, this is why everyone listens, because it's Tig, Fortune, and May. Like, yeah. Obviously, all of my friends are going to be listening to this.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
It's like comedians that we all love.
Yeah.
Queer comedians that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, different generations. So I think that's, like, what's cool, too. It's, like, May's in their 30s. I think Fortune's in their 40s and Tig's in their 50s. So it's, like, mm-hmm. an array.
Yeah. Got all the queers.
Yeah. They're funny. But, yeah, so we went to that show, and it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. We got there early for once in our lives.
Yeah.
Although, that tells you how much we love this podcast, because we got there early.
Yeah.
We waited in a line.
I never get places early. Oh, but before that, I forgot. We got tacos, and we had a whole thing of margaritas, like a big pitcher of margaritas.
Yes.
So we were already a little tipsy when we got there.
Yeah. Well, we had to do a little girls' lunch thing.
Girly pop lunch.
So yeah, we were tipsy, and then obviously we got drinks when we got there. But it was a really good show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, I was a little sad that they didn't ask a lot of questions from the audience.
Oh yeah, that's true. They were asking a lot from
the live stream. Yeah. There was only one, I think, they asked from the audience. And so I was hoping they would have asked one of our questions.
Well.
I asked, who's your cartoon crush?
Oh, that's a good one.
I thought so, too.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Who's your cartoon crush?
Probably like Kim Pops, Kim Possible.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
How about you?
Probably like Simba from The Lion King. No, I'm just kidding. I always had
a big animal?
Yeah. Don't you? Haven't you heard that like everyone thinks Simba's really hot?
No.
Everyone knows it and everyone thinks it.
I don't think anybody thinks that.
I will say that I really liked Aladdin when I was growing up. I had a big fat crush on him. And Jasmine both. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's a hottie.
She's a hottie patati.
Hottie patati.
But anyway, they didn't answer that question, unfortunately. That would have been a good one.
I thought so too. Maybe we should submit that to
email them.
Because, yeah, for their pretty little episodes.
Yeah.
We're big fans.
If you couldn't tell.
We're big fans. It was a lot of fun. We went there, and then we went to the prince.
The prince, which, well, so your partner, like, is a manager at Dynasty. They're the ones that suggests the prince to everybody, right? Like, that happened because of Langston.
Yeah, and for some reason with this show, you can get 15% off at the prince, off drinks.
15%.
Yeah, not 50. 50 would be crazy, but 15 still not a bad discount.
It's not. Honestly, when we like got the shots, I was like, wow, that's actually really affordable.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had shots.
We had shots.
And you got to talk to your favorite person, May.
Oh, I did.
I feel like you were like a little
coming
on a little strong.
Really?
Yes, you like kept talking to them.
Well, no, the thing is like, okay, so first of all.
Okay.
I was like, where is Kadar? He was right behind me. Uh-huh. And we were sitting at the table for a minute. And I'm like, where's Kadar? So I walk out and he's talking to May, who we love.
May was at the...
May was at the prince. And he was talking to May and I was like, oh, that's where he is. Okay. So I like walked up and I was like, oh, hey. And we started talking about aliens because like...
Yeah, May brought up this like alien stuff in the show.
Yeah.
And Fortune and Tig were like, what are you talking about?
You sound crazy. And we were like trying to let them know like, you're not crazy. We were following and we love it. Like, let's talk about it. Like, we understood everything you were saying, basically. And then later, like, I took a picture with them before we went to the prince.
So Allie had already had a conversation with them.
Listen, my phone was literally out. And I was like, oh, my God, my camera's on. Like, can we just take a selfie really fast? And they were like, yeah. And when we got to the prince, I saw Kadar.
Oh, you did that on purpose. You had your camera out to go talk to them, right?
No, I was waiting in line for the bathroom.
But why was your camera out?
Because I was on my phone.
But why the camera?
Don't know.
I think she had her camera out in case May came.
Maybe.
Okay.
Perhaps. But so anyway, whatever. Kadar and me, we stopped talking to May. We went and sat down with you guys. And we were just chilling. And then we were at the bar and May came up to us. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they were like, I followed you back and I'm going to check out your podcast.
That's great.
And I was like, wow, didn't even say anything about the podcast. And then I was like, oh my God, podcast.
So you didn't?
I didn't say shit about the podcast.
Okay, so I thought you were being annoying and like.
No, I didn't say a thing about the podcast. Okay. I think because I tagged them in our picture.
Yeah.
And then they went to my profile and saw a co-host of Thank You So Much podcast. Yeah. And they brought up the podcast, not me. They were like, oh, I just followed you back on Instagram, which, okay, crazy. And I'm going to check out your podcast. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't even have to say anything. Like, wow, that would be cool if you did. Like,
yeah,
you know? And then you were at the bar with me, but I was like, Kirsten. And you look up and you're like, because you're upset about something. I don't know.
I was like trying to fill out the raffle tickets that
we got.
Oh
yeah, and
I was like,
Kirsten. And
I was like,
what? And then it was May and I was like, this is my podcast host.
And I was like, okay, hello.
But I was actually thinking like, what if I was being too much because I was drunk by this point.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that May brought up the podcast to you.
May brought up the podcast.
I thought you were telling them about it, and I'm like, that's so embarrassing.
No,
like,
girl. No.
Okay.
So
that's better. And then May said that, well, we were like, it's kind of DIY. We do everything ourselves.
Yeah, like, don't judge us. Like, it's all, we do everything ourselves. And they were like, oh, you need a Thomas. And we're like, yeah, we need a Thomas. So anybody who wants to be our Thomas, and what that means is...
Help us edit. Be here to...
Check the sound.
Check the sound, maybe check the video. Like, be here as our little tech person.
Our little tech person.
That's basically it.
And, you know, we can't pay you, but...
If you want to be a part of a really fun project...
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and you can even be on the podcast sometimes, too, if you want to commentate, mm-hmm. you can. If you think we're cool and you want a project, come join us.
Or if you also you just want to practice your skills learn something. Yeah, we know
you're
some
into
things
like
now.
Audio engineering or something.
Mm-hmm. And we could help, but we would love to have a Thomas.
We're looking for preferably queer person.
Yes.
That wants to help us.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be queer.
You don't have to be, but...
But to fit the vibes.
Just to fit the vibes. You got to stand with us, you know?
If you're a white guy like Thomas, maybe that's okay, too. It's just not preferable.
It's okay. We'll take you.
Well, honestly, we'll take what we can get.
We'll take whoever.
If anybody wants to help, but you do have to be, like, pass the vibe check.
That's it. That's all. Just pass the vibe check. And then you'll have been, you know, a part of it from the beginning. So, you know, great career opportunity. But yeah, we love handsome. I think because they're just also relatable is what I was thinking. Like, why do we love them so much? They're just so relatable.
They are, yeah, they're just girly pops. Well, they're not girly pops. They're just
they're pretty little ladies.
They're pretty little ladies.
Girly pop is a state of being. It's not necessarily like
a gender. Yeah.
Or
girly pop is very just like girly pop.
Yeah, if you're just a girly pop, you're just a girly pop. Like, I can't.
Yeah, I can't explain it any further.
Yeah,
that.
Doesn't make any.
And if you don't know what that means, then you're probably not a girly pop.
You're just not one, and that's okay. That's okay to not be a girly pop.
It's okay, but you might not pass the vibe check for our new sound person
True.
We're looking for.
True.
Yeah, we had that thing, and then you went to a thing behind my back. Because I follow Amanda Bynes on Instagram, okay?
Don't we all?
Not everybody does, because she has a very secretive Instagram, and she only posts to her stories. She doesn't post.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be looking at her stories. And I was looking at her stories, and she had an art show coming up. And I was like, hey, Allie, you want to go to this art show with me? And Allie was like, yeah. And then bought tickets for her and Kadar without telling me that she bought tickets for her and Kadar.
I said, I'm ready to pull the trigger. And then I did.
But you didn't say, I'm going to buy the tickets
right now. I fucked up. But spoiler alert, we didn't even have to show our tickets.
What?
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, we like walked right in. Nobody stopped us. Nothing. There was a security guard at the front. He didn't say shit. He just let us walk in.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, we could have gone. Why didn't you tell us?
Because it was like midnight almost. And they close at midnight. It was an Ass Pizza Amanda Bynes collab.
Yeah.
I have things to say.
Well, how was the art?
Amanda Bynes' art was interesting. Interesting. I don't know if I get it personally.
So what is it? Like what? I think I've seen some, it's like just like very abstract like lines and stuff.
Well, one canvas just had painter's tape across it.
Okay.
Another canvas had like chrome duct tape across it.
Okay.
There was one canvas that had like bows, like ribbon bows in the shape of like a smiley face.
Okay.
So, I didn't purchase any of Amanda Bynes' art, but good for her.
So, was there anybody famous there?
Wouldn't have known if there was.
Yeah, we should have gone there sooner.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, we got there pretty late.
Were there a lot of people?
There was quite a bit of people, but, like, it was settling down. Like, we could tell it was settling down. And this Ass Pizza guy, like... I just have a life lesson for you and everybody else.
For Ass Pizza?
I have a life lesson for consumers
of
art. Make sure you research who you're going to support.
Oh, is he racist?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
But we, so we kind of got played with
what?
Because we were drunk, first of all. Yeah. And like, I didn't look up who Ass Pizza was. I was just going because it was literally around the corner from my house.
And it's Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to go to this thing because it's literally.
Yeah, I didn't really look up who Ass. I mean, I saw like his art kind of, but I didn't really like look at anything else.
Me either. And I, you know, I can literally walk to this in 2 minutes. Like that was the main reason. So I didn't look up Ass Pizza. Like, I don't know what he looks like. Mm-hmm. So we're like talking to this guy who's running the register about these shirts that I'm wearing right now. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, it's like, you know, only 3 left and they're all different. And so it's unique and like, da 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 da. And there's Nicolas Cage on the back. So I was like really looking at it like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then Kadar asked this guy who's like this black, like, younger guy mm-hmm. with braces.
Okay.
He, like, asks him, like, oh, are you Ass Pizza? And he just played it off like he was. And he's like, yeah, yep. And he was talking to us about, like, the shirts. And then there was a camera guy, and he was, like, videotaping us, like, walking around the store. And they were like, ask him about his art. So there were, like, canvases on the wall, and Kadar was like, so what was the inspiration behind this one? Mm-hmm. And I could tell this guy was like full of shit when he was explaining, because he didn't know what the fuck. He was like, well, it's called magma, so it's like magma.
Okay.
You know? And I'm like, okay. So that was weird. So we just like thought it was him, and I felt, so I wasn't going to buy this shirt. Yeah. I was drunk. It was a drunk purchase.
How much was it?
Very expensive, and I don't want to embarrass myself.
No, how much was it? How much was it? How much was it?
I don't want to tell you.
Was it like $100?
No.
More than that?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like $200?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, Allie? You just bought one, right?
I just bought one. I kept thinking about it, and I was like, that's such a cool shirt.
It's not that cool.
It's not that cool.
I could see like why you like it.
It looks better off of me. That's the thing. I looked at it and I was like, this is a cool ass shirt. And then now that I'm wearing it, I'm like, meh. doesn't fit that great. It's not that comfy, but whatever. So I'm like, this is a cool shirt. So I keep going back and forth on my decision. Like, should I buy it? Should I not? I just got my Christmas bonus. Like, this could be a Christmas present for me. Like,
this Ass Pizza shirt.
Meanwhile, my car's broken down. Like, I don't need to be doing this. So I'm like, well, you know what? It's a black artist, and I feel good about supporting a black artist.
Uh-huh.
So at least my money's going somewhere good. Mm-hmm. We get back home, and we look up Ass Pizza on Instagram, and he's a white boy.
Yeah. I remember, like, seeing his face. He's definitely a white guy.
Which I would still support. Like, I still maybe would have drunkenly purchased this.
Yeah, we don't always need to, like, buy white males' arts.
But you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those things where it was, like, the icing on the cake where it's like, oh, well, it's a black artist, which I want to support.
Support it, yeah.
And really, he was just fucking with us the entire time. He was not the artist. I don't know, because I think they thought it was funny. I think they just thought it was funny that we had no fucking clue what we were talking about. And he's like, yeah, it's my art. Yep, that's me.
It was to be funny, or was it because he wanted you to buy it?
Well, I don't know. Either way, maybe he wanted us to buy it. But it was just like, I would have bought it probably anyway if he just told me he like helped in the shipment, like whatever his role in the art, the artist's thing. We probably still would have bought it. Mm-hmm. But that was definitely drunken Allie trying to rationalize purchasing it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That is too crazy.
Also, I don't know about this guy. Like, he posts with, like, guns and stuff, and I think that's corny as fuck.
I wonder how Amanda Bynes knows him.
I don't know.
What if they're dating?
Maybe. I mean.
It would have been cool if you got there early to see Amanda.
But, like, I also don't feel that stupid because a lot of my friends follow Ass Pizza and I had no idea. I don't know. Maybe this shirt will be worth something one day. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I might resell it. So if you're looking for an Ass Pizza t-shirt, it has this on it. Nicolas Cage is on the back. It's yours for $200. I'll even take $150. So.
Well.
That's my spiel about Amanda Bynes' art show.
Yeah. I actually don't feel bad about not going now that I know what the art was. our episode today, we have two more stories from friends about their roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have stories too.
We have two stories to tell you as well. So let's get into it.
Let's get into
it. I'm Kirsten.
I'm Allie.
And you're listening to
Thank You So Much.
Thank you so much for
Roommates from Hell. Part two.
Guys, it's been a long weekend.
Yeah, it was really like the longest weekend of my life.
Ugh.
So let's hear Saida's roommate story.
It's me, Saida. Hi. Our top listener of the month, Saida. So do you want me to just get into it?
Yeah, let's just get into it.
Okay. So I was living in Brooklyn in New York, and it was beautiful pre-war apartment, and it was so amazing. Like, I always wanted to live in an apartment that looked like it. So I was so excited. And
the brick, like exposed brick?
Yeah, exposed brick. And it had the like crowning, like super high ceiling, just so beautiful. Like, I loved the apartment. And so I was excited, but I didn't know any of the people that lived there. And I answered, I think it was a Craigslist ad. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I don't really know anyone in New York, because I didn't. And I need somewhere to live. And I saw this apartment, and I was like, okay, it seems good. I moved in, and the vibes were weird just because I wasn't used to this situation. It was a type of roommate situation where everybody kind of kept to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I wasn't accustomed to that. Like, I thought that, like, oh, we're sharing the space, we'll be cool with each other. But it wasn't that way. But I still tried to, like, kind of, you know, get on good terms with everyone and sort of make it somewhat of a homey vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of the ways I tried to do that was by like redecorating and like getting furniture and things like that. But there was one roommate who was the youngest of all of us, and he had the like downstairs bedroom, and he would just stay up all night like playing like video games.
Wait, so like how big was the place? Like how many people were living there?
In total, there was four of us, and it was, like, a two-story, like, it was, like, a brownstone building, so there was levels, but, like, we had the first, like, ground level, like, basement level.
Okay.
And then the second level, and then above was, like, other apartment units.
Okay.
So we had the first floor and the second floor, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he was on the first floor, I was on the second floor, but we shared a kitchen and, like, backyard and things. And basically, like, he just got kind of like incel-y, like it was just kind of like weird. Like, he would just stay up, his room started to smell really weird. And like, I was kind of like, it's kind of weird, there's like gunshots and like screaming coming from his room all the time because of the video games he's playing. Yeah not real, like, gunshots
on the TV.
The TV, but it's like really loud and really late at night, and I was just like, oh, okay. I mean, I didn't really grow up with brothers, so like maybe that's a normal thing, but like I was just like, eh, it's a little extreme, but whatever.
It's
wasn't...
also okay to like not want to be around that, like
and so I wasn't like a fan of it, but like whatever, I wasn't doing anything about it. And then he would sometimes like touch base with me, like when we would talk in the kitchen, and be like, oh, like I had a huge falling out with like this friend group, and like they like beat me up and stuff. And I'd be like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. And then it would happen, like he'd just come home with like all these crazy stories where, you know, eventually you're kind of like, I think you're the problem, where you're like, you know, like it sounds like you keep getting dropped by
like
everyone in your
are
life.
Always happening to you, then you're the common denominator in that. Like,
exactly. And I tried to like kind of be like big sis, like hear him out, give him advice type stuff, but like I quickly realized like, okay, like I don't think that's what this is gonna be, and I should just kind of keep to myself. So I did. And then all of a sudden he kind of disappeared for I think like a month or so. And in that time period, I was like kind of reorganizing the kitchen, and I realized that one of the cupboards that like he was using, actually I should be using, because I was like figuring out how to equally divide the space. And I was like, oh, like I don't have space for stuff, and it's because he has an extra cupboard and we just didn't realize. So I just like reorganized the kitchen, and I did it nicely, like I just made everything nice but fair.
Yeah.
And then he came back like a couple weeks after that, and he like threw a huge fit because he realized I had moved his stuff. And he was just like really livid, really angry, was like throwing things and like basically put everything that I had moved back to the way it was before. And when I approached him, I was like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? He just was like really angry and was like, you could have talked to me about this. Like, why didn't I was like, you weren't here. I'm sorry. Like, everyone else was cool with it. And he's like, well, you could have texted me, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, dude, like, whatever. So I just kind of ignored it. And I don't know how things escalated. I think we just, like, the passive aggressiveness in the home just, like, kind of reached, like, a weird point. And he tried talking to me, and I was just, like, not having it. So I, like, blocked his number and was just, like, kind of keeping to myself in the room. And at the time, I was sort of seeing this guy who was, like, a little older than me and, like, extremely buff. Like, I've never dated, actually, someone that buff. It was, like, a weird moment for me. I was trying something new.
Evolving.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was fun. Yeah.
You blocked his number and, like, you stopped
talking. Yeah, I blocked his number and I was like, okay, like, I just don't want to deal with this. I'm stressed out. There's a lot of other shit going on in my life. I was like, I don't want to deal with this. So he starts banging on my door. Like, banging on my door and was like, Saida, let me in, let me in. Like, I want to talk. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, he wanted to talk because we were not on good terms. Yeah. And I was like, okay, fuck you. I don't want to fucking talk. So then I just started blasting music because I was like, fuck you. I don't want to let you in my room. Kept the door locked. And I was like, I'm not going to, like, let you in. I didn't say that. I just blasted my music and ignored him. He kept banging, kept banging. So I started to get scared. So I called my sort of boyfriend, not my boyfriend, and I was like, hey, I'm really scared, like, can you please come, even though I know I broke up with you, but, like, can you come over? And he was like, yeah, and he, like, came over to, like, protect me.
I would do that
and
too.
He came over and I, like, ran to the door to let him in, and as soon as I let him in, the roommate came out of the kitchen and, like, started, like, coming up and was like, what's up, basically to him.
Oh, and he was trying to fight.
Yeah, like, he just kind of came in with that, like, so what's up energy. And my, like, not my boyfriend, sort of my boyfriend, was, like I said, really buff, really, like, three times his size, like, actually, like, really intensely strong.
In a hot way or in, like, a...
In a hot way, but in a way that was not typical for me. I don't usually date people.
But came in handy. Oh,
okay. It came in handy. Yes.
Perfect and person to call in this situation.
Literally. Yeah, definitely. Perfect person. So approached me, the roommate, like, and I was at the staircase, and my, like, whatever guy was right by me by the suitcase. It was charged, you know, like, it was like a what's up, like, what's going on. And so then the guy I was seeing or whatever just beat the shit out of him. And, like,
are you serious?
Yeah, like, beat the shit out of him. And, like, he tried resisting and stuff, and, like, he was like, unfortunately, I did have to call the cops. I did not want to, like, I tried to avoid it, but they're really, at that point, it was like, I had no choice.
Wait, what, like, was someone the had a what was like episode. Like, you were afraid for whose safety?
I was afraid for myself, and I was like, just this thing had been escalating for so long that I was like, I just, like, you know, I needed, like, a record of it. Especially, I meant, like, logically, I was like, I live with this person, and, like, I don't know this person that well. I don't, like, their backstory so far is not good.
In all of this?
They weren't home. They literally weren't home. My dog was home and he was barking like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was the other part, is, like, I saw him kick my dog in front of me. And so I was I had adopted this dog and he was, like, you know, he's a puppy and he's really, like, had high energy. And I would have, he was a puppy and I would have to go to work and, like, come back after a shift of work and the dog would be out in the house. And I had talked about it before with the roommates. Everyone was cool with it. And I just noticed that, like, this guy was being, like, really aggro with the dog. And I was like, okay, like, whatever, like, maybe he's just annoyed because the dog is high energy and I wasn't home. And then one time he, like, kicked him and was like, shut up, to, like, to my dog in front of me. And I was just like,
oh my god.
And I was, like, scared. I was like, so I just, like, took my dog and, like, left the, like, kitchen. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck. But anyway, so the cops came and they pulled a fucking, like, switchblade knife out of his pocket. Like, he was wearing, like, gym shorts, and he had, like, a full-on, like, it was, like, a big-ass blade in his pocket. The roommate. The roommate. And he literally, as the cops were, like, putting handcuffs on him, were like, I'm going to fucking end you. I'm going to get you. Like, blah, blah, blah. Literally in front of the cops, I was like, this is...
He was saying this to you.
To me, in front of the cops. I'm like, that's also stupid, that's because so there's a record now of you saying that. Yeah. Like, why would you say that? And... Yeah, so then, yeah, he was arrested, unfortunately, and, like, I really still to this day, I really didn't want that to happen, but, like, it sucks.
It got scary. Like,
I just think, unfortunately, we don't have, like, people that we can call on in those situations that can mediate that aren't the cops. Like,
right, we don't have any resources.
And it sucks besides that. Once I did get the cops involved, I was like, okay, I want a restraining order. I don't want this person to be allowed to be near me. Also because I was in a lease with these people and I wanted to be able to break the lease.
Deal with that part.
That was the fucked up part was when I tried to get a restraining order, I wasn't allowed to because technically he didn't physically touch me. So because he didn't physically touch me, I wasn't allowed to get a restraining order. So had I let him like beat me up or fucking stab me, then
you can't get a
restraining
order until it's too late.
Yeah. The thing that's unfortunate that I learned in that moment is like in situations like that, you have to build a paper trail. Like if you want a restraining order against someone, you have to have proof and evidence. And like, I didn't want to do that, or I didn't feel like there was things that I could
you're
have
trying to protect yourself in the moment.
Yeah. Like, in the moment. Yeah. I mean, in the moment I'm happy that that guy did come over. Cause I'm like, why were you banging on my door with a fucking crazy knife in your pocket?
That's
like
weird.
That's scary. And like, also what if the guy wasn't way more buff than you? Like he just was bigger than you and was able to like get you on the
what
ground.
What would have happened if what would have happened if you didn't even know this guy who came over? Like,
and it was just scary. In general, I'm like, I didn't want to be in this situation. Like, I didn't want it to get to that point. But yeah, that's my story.
So how long did you live with him after that happened?
I crashed on my friend's. He was arrested, but the landlord, it was like a realty company, and they were like, oh, because you don't have a restraining order, there's nothing we can do. So I was kind of just like, okay, what do I do? And I had to literally continue living with him for like another month. So I was like, fuck that. And I was just crashing on friends' couches, but it was like really hard, you know, like it's hard to do that, especially because I did have a dog and like, you know, it's just hard. So after some point I was like, unfortunately I have to break this lease. And like, I just fucking left. Cause I emailed the landlords like a million times. I was like, I feel unsafe. This isn't this is so unsafe for me. Is there anything we can do? Can we get him out of here? They weren't helpful, so I really didn't have a choice. I had to like
all they care about is money.
Like, yeah.
And the fact that he got arrested should be enough.
Yeah, but it wasn't. And so
they have to actually hit you for it to actually
matter. You have to actually be physically harmed by the person. I guess
crazy.
I don't understand why, but
none of your other roommates had any issues with this guy, or like were they just like not,
but again because like, everyone just really kept to themselves. So it was like I was the only one I think that was really making the effort to like try and connect with everybody. But even that in itself was a learning lesson where I was like, just because you want to build community doesn't mean that everyone that you're trying to build community with wants to build that community with you. And so you should take note of that. It was definitely in the future after that. I'm like, okay, if someone is giving me the vibe that they're not a great person, like just keep your distance and mind your business, you know, like just keep pushing. So that's my story.
Damn,
girl.
She almost got stabbed by this dude.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. It really sucks because it sounds like it was such a lovely apartment and like cool place to live.
Yeah.
And that one guy had to ruin it.
Yeah, and it's crazy to me that you can't get a restraining order unless he touches you physically.
Yeah.
Like he said, I'm going to end you.
Yeah, he literally had a knife threatened like in front of the cops.
In front of the cops.
That should be enough.
Like, I don't want this person to be near me. He wants to end me.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she's okay. I'm glad, like, she didn't get hurt.
I'm glad she
had that buff boyfriend that came in.
Yeah.
Also, I do have to say, guys, like, while you guys were listening, if you got confused at a point, it's because our friend walked in the middle of recording, and he was being all drunk and loud, and so we had to, like,
who you are.
Skip through a part.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, friend.
And, yeah, we had to fix that.
And you hear him comment. You hear him a little bit.
You hear his little commentaries
every
once in a while back there, but it's okay. That was a juicy one. Have you ever, like, had a violent situation with a roommate?
I don't think so. I had a roommate, like, yell at me once, like, and that felt, it wasn't violent, but that felt like she yelled at me out of nowhere once, and I was like, whoa, like, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was, like, napping in the living room or, like, what, but I remember I had, like, I was in the kitchen, like, closing the cabinets or doing something, and she's like, stop slamming the fucking cabinets! And I was like, oh, okay, so this is something that has been annoying you, and you're just now bringing it up.
Yeah.
Like, you waited until, like, you were pissed to bring it up to me, and then you screamed at me. Okay.
Yeah. That's silly.
But, yeah, that wasn't violent, but it was like, whoa.
Yeah, like, that's too much.
Well, have you had a violent?
No, I've never. I don't think I've ever had
Have you had a violent?
I've never had a violent. No, I don't think I've ever had, like, a violent situation with a roommate before. All right, the next one is anonymous.
Kirsten, check the story out.
Check it out.
Are you ready?
Right.
Okay. So, when I was, like, 20, 21, it was right after I was homeless, you feel me? So, and then I was living in rehearsal studio. For anyone that's homeless right now, go get you a rehearsal studio for like $200 to $500 a month. Get you a little fucking gym membership so you can shower, you dig? And don't be out here on the streets. But anyways, I got past that phase of my life, and then I got myself into a little fucking two bedroom. Right? Nice. And my titty, I mean city. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out Rush Hour, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I mean, we all have our journeys, you know, in my own hometown, this is what I had to go through. But yeah, I got myself in a two bedroom. It wasn't just mine. I was sharing it with three other motherfuckers. Fuck two out of three of them bitches. But the story is pretty simple. Okay. All right, so when I moved in there, right, my girlfriend at the time, this is pre-COVID, this is when I was like 20, 21.
Okay,
so
but
this
what
is
what
like,
year, like 2017, 2019?
Or early, like 2014, 2015. Okay. So she was from the UK.
Did she talk like this?
A little bit. So we moved from the rehearsal studio into the two bedroom with three other people. And we were there, and like we spent the night one night, you know, we were sleeping. And so, given it's four people in a two bedroom, as you can imagine, one of my roommates shared a room with me, and then the other two roommates shared a room as well. Why did me and my girl at the time wake up to my roommate humping his pillow?
I bet she said, "Great Scott."
She nudged me and she was like, look to your left.
Look to your left.
And I just see my roommate just.
That's so weird. Wait, okay, why?
And then like a day or two later, she taught him how to roll a cigarette.
Oh, so she forgave him.
Yeah, she forgave him for that shit.
No, let's hear the story. I'm sorry. We were fucking on the story.
But did we ever...
That's the story.
Wait, no. So he was humping his pillow, and then, like, what happened? Like, immediately after this, like, what was the reaction? Like, what did we do?
She nudged me, and she was like, anonymous, anonymous, anonymous. Why is your roommate humping his pillow?
That's Australian.
And I was like, oh, my God. He's humping his pillow. He's moaning. My girlfriend and I are uncomfortable. Whatever shall we do?
So what did you do?
So yeah, what did you do?
I just said, baby girl, it'd be like that sometimes. And then we went back to sleep.
Okay, but you never confronted your roommate about this situation?
Yeah. Are you crazy? What do you want me to, how does that go? Hey, yo, bro, my nigga, like, you made my girl uncomfortable humping your pillow in the morning when you woke up. Like,
yes.
What were you doing?
That's what I would say. I would say, listen, dude, my girlfriend was in the room, and even if it was just me, don't hump your pillow.
So the reason,
weird, bro.
So like I feel y'all when
that
you
was
put,
weird, bro.
When y'all put things in a proper perspective, I do understand where
you're
coming
young.
From.
You were young. It's harder to confront.
Yeah, but the
when you're 21 like,
facts. But the reason why I was like, look, I'm not gonna hold it against you, is because he was not like wide awake, moaning, humping his pillow, consciously being like weird. He was like half asleep.
Oh, okay, so
he was horny
like, during the dream.
He was having a fucking wet dream.
That's a little weird though.
Yeah So we just pretended that like that never happened.
Yep. Okay. All right.
I'd probably do the same.
Yeah.
But I did have one more thing to say. So, another story. This is why it sucks to have a roommate where you share a bedroom with. This one spot, I think I might have been sharing one room with like two people.
Yeah.
You feel me?
As you do.
But I had a bed, another homie had a bed, and then another cat was sleeping in a sleeping bag. Mm-hmm. So, look, my ass, you know, like I was still in my early 20s and still woke up with boners. In the morning.
Sure.
Can only imagine.
So anyways, all right. I had like two people in my fucking room at this point. Mm-hmm. It didn't stop me from hopping on Tinder. And I matched with somebody. And she came in like a fucking robe. Like she came like ready. Like on some Tinder shit. Okay. And like that's all she had on. And
you had two roommates in the room.
Did you tell her I have two roommates that are in my room?
No, I was 20. Why I was in my early 20s and I was dumb.
I would be so fucking pissed.
She was probably pissed.
Yeah, she was probably mad.
She was probably livid.
She was like, I didn't know this guy had two roommates in the room.
Yeah, she was probably like, what the fuck?
I would be so weirded out. Okay,
so we were in my room and we were in my bed chilling. And because I'm at that point in my life, I wasn't the person that I am today. I didn't know how to articulate to my roommates to get the fuck out of my fucking room. And these fucking Nimrods couldn't see that it's time to get the fuck out of the room. They couldn't fucking get the memo. And me and her never fucking got to do anything.
All right, so the moral of the story is you should have told your roommates, get the fuck out.
Don't be like me in my early 20s. You don't know how to articulate yourself. No, fuck all that bullshit. If you got a baddie in your bed, don't be afraid to use your voice and tell them bitch-ass niggas to get the fuck out of the fucking room.
No, for real, though, anonymous listener, thank you so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Oh, look. We were wildin'. We were
very drunk that night, if you could not tell. It was Friendsgiving.
That was Friendsiving,
what
yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
Now I even forget, like, the first story. So he... Oh, yeah, the humping.
The roommate, yeah, humping his pillow.
Yeah, that's pretty very embarrassing.
Awkward. Very awkward. For both parties, I mean, I'm sure he didn't mean to.
Yeah, that feels like what college felt like when he had the girl over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you have a roommate and they don't get the hint.
Yeah.
But then I think it's also like hard to like tell somebody to get out of their own room.
Yeah, that is true. He should have coordinated that.
Yeah, like before she came over, he could have been like, hey
guys,
some girls come in from Tinder.
Can you go?
Yeah.
Or should I reschedule?
Yeah.
Like, for a day that you're not here or something.
I wonder what the rest of the living situation was. Like, was it one bedroom apartment and then they could have gone to the living room or?
I don't know.
I have more questions about that. Well, yeah. We can ask him maybe. Yeah. But yeah, so we got some stories of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is like right around the time that me and my partner first started dating, which means I had just gone through a breakup and I had this really beautiful two-bedroom apartment in K-Town. We paid $1,900. Like, it was a great price.
There was
two parking spots. It was huge. Like, so big. Like, it had, like, an open living room and kitchen. But, like, there were still, like, separate rooms. And it was just huge. Like, it was so
big.
Did
you have a washer and dryer, too?
We had a washer and dryer in unit. It was a two-bedroom. Nice lighting.
Beautiful.
And parking in K-Town. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved that apartment. It was so nice. Mm-hmm. I actually found that apartment myself. Like, I coordinated everything. Got us in there, and then me and my boyfriend at the time broke up. So I, at that point, I'd already been living there for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my apartment.
It was.
Okay.
Yes.
And I needed a roommate. So I was like, I didn't have any friends that wanted to move in. And I had a few like prospects though. Like there was somebody like from Craigslist, and there was one like potential friend that might move in. And then another prospect that I got is the person who ended up being the roommate
from hell. And she, first of all, I was like hesitant to make it happen because she had a dog and I had two cats and I really didn't want to have to like
deal with that.
Mm-hmm. But she was a friend of a friend. So that made me like trust her a little more than the other people, because at least like I kind of knew her. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like one reason why I ended up just like
choosing her.
But anyway, so she had her dog and she moved in. I think actually before she moved in, my partner at the time like had this crazy thing happen to them, like where they were subletting their apartment and the guy that was subletting like stopped paying and like told the landlord that he was subletting, and so
which wasn't allowed.
And so they ended up having to move out of that apartment and had nowhere to go. And so temporarily they were going to stay with me. And then
in your big apartment.
In my huge apartment. Humongous apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her about that and she's like, "Okay, fine." But things started getting just not great. She was getting like angry that she had to live with this person and they're not even doing anything. It's like, I'm not the cleanest person. I don't do my dishes every day, but I'm not like disgusting, but mm-hmm. I'm just like normal amount of clutter. Mm-hmm. And she would like think that like everything was my partner, mm-hmm. when it was like also me.
Yeah.
But she just like hated them. And she was also like had this like weird thing about black people. Like she would date only black guys, but then she called them a hotep, which is like I've heard like a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know, just like weird stuff.
Yeah. So it could have been racially charged.
Mm-hmm. is the point. So I think it was like maybe like 3 or 4 months, maybe longer.
Wait.
Because it ended up like going longer.
But let's talk about how you pulled some strings
for her.
Just to get her in the place.
That's why I need help with the story, because I don't remember like what happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, before she moved in, her credit was really bad. It was like during the pandemic and she like had just gotten a new job. But like before that, she didn't have any like money or like any proof of income. Mm-hmm. And so the landlord was like, "Yeah, this is not good. Like I can't like sign off for this unless you get a co-signer." Mm-hmm. Basically. And so I was like, okay, I got my brother to co-sign. So basically,
she wouldn't have been able to move in
if it wasn't for my brother co-signing.
Yeah.
Because like, it wasn't my income that was the problem, because I was already there. So my brother co-signed for her. And I don't know, just things like escalated. She was like really hating the person that I was dating, even though they weren't doing anything. And they also like would walk her dog for her all the time, because mm-hmm. she would leave the apartment. Like she worked on a movie set and she would leave the apartment for like 12 hours or longer and like not like take the dog out or tell anybody to take the dog out. And my partner was kind and would like take him out all the time. And the dog used to like pee on our rug, our like really nice, like huge shag rug. The dog used to pee on it all the time. And she just like wouldn't clean it up, or I would have to like tell her to like clean it up. And so there were like annoying things that she did too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like me being messy.
Yeah.
Or my partner being messy. But I guess like we had like several talks. Like we had like a roommate chat, like what can we do to like make this work out? And we never had a point where like she told me that they have to move out. Mm-hmm. We never had a conversation like that. She would just say like she doesn't like them, and she never was like, "Well, they have to move out or this."
Yeah,
you know,
she
what
never
I mean?
Talked to you about it really, or give you an ultimatum, or
yeah,
like,
she didn't like tell me like how are we going to solve this or yeah. like yeah. So she went behind. She ends up going behind my back and telling the landlord that they live there, and then my partner was basically homeless because of her. Mm-hmm. And that's like, you just don't fuck with people's housing like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fuck with people's housing.
No, especially like, not here.
And it's like, I overheard her like talking on the phone like, "Well, they have parents who live here." And it's like, she doesn't even know the situation. Yeah, so it really sucked. And basically, I was mad. Mm-hmm. So what I ended up doing was telling the landlord that she smokes weed in the apartment every day. Because I was like, there is no way that you're going to fucking make my partner homeless mm-hmm. and still get to stay in this apartment.
And smoke weed in it.
Yeah. No, I mean, and like be able to keep living
like,
here.
Yeah, because it's your apartment. Like you're the one who found it. You've been living there. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah. So basically, it ended up we all had to move out. And that's the sad end to the best apartment I had in LA.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
Because that was hard to find.
It was.
Yeah. But now we live close together.
I thought you were going to say, like, your apartment's nice now, because it's not. It's a lot smaller. And it's too expensive for a one bedroom.
Yeah, it is a lot smaller, I'm sorry to say. But you live close to me. And yeah, that's nice. Good.
But yeah, that was my roommate. I feel like her side of the story, she would call me the roommate from hell. But really, like, I did so much to help her even find an I gave her the apartment.
Yeah.
My brother co-signed.
She wouldn't have even been there if it wasn't for you. So she should be thankful.
And the other part is she didn't have to pay a deposit.
Oh, yeah.
I, like, kept my deposit.
Yeah.
So it's like, bitch, be grateful.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Fuck her. Because I loved that apartment.
It was beautiful.
And I kind of, like, wish it could have gone differently, too, because it was just the timing was off, because my partner could have just been the one to move into that apartment with me.
It just happened like a little too late.
Yeah. And also, like, we were so new in our relationship, we weren't like ready for that step yet. But then it, like, as they lived there longer, we're like, oh, this is fine. Like, yeah. But anyway, what's your roommate story?
Well, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but my roommate story is when I first moved to LA, I was living with my friend and we had like a one bedroom, and I lived in the living room in my makeshift bedroom, and he was a dude, and I just like, and it was like up in the valley and I wanted to be closer to everything. And it turns out my friend, who I knew from Ohio, needed a roommate in Koreatown. And I was like, hell yeah, Koreatown's cool. I would love to live there. It was a studio apartment, unfortunately. But it was really big. It was spacious. It was pretty.
Been in that apartment.
It was in a good location. Yeah. And I really loved it. But we paid the same amount of money.
That is not fair.
We split it. But she had her bed like in the living room and normal
in the living space area.
Yes. Yeah. And then my bed was a tiny twin bed from IKEA that I put in her walk-in closet, which there was like enough space to literally just walk next to the bed.
And is her clothes still in the walk-in closet?
No, like, she moved those.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully. And I had like a shelf and like no storage, like nowhere to put anything. I made it work somehow, but it was really tight. And there was no door on it. It was just a curtain.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So we're paying the same amount. And she kind of like got a little bit weird. Like it never felt like my apartment.
Yeah, even though you're paying half.
I'm paying half. And I get that it was hers first and stuff. But I thought, you know, if I'm paying half, I could alleviate some clutter in my little tiny walk-in closet bedroom and put the books, like the few books I have, on the bookshelf in the living room.
Yeah.
Because it's a bookshelf.
It's your living room too.
It's a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Like that's where books go. So I put like, I really only had like 5 to 8 books.
Yeah.
And I put them on the bookshelf, and I think I went to work or something. And then I got home and the books were all stacked on my bed.
That's fucked.
She took my books off.
She didn't say anything to you about it.
Didn't say shit about
it. She didn't text you. She didn't.
No. I just walk in and the books that I had put on the bookshelf were sitting on my bed.
That's
and I'm like,
fucked.
Okay. So I can't use the bookshelf?
Yeah.
All right. And then it just got weird. Like, I wasn't allowed to have boys over. I was single at the time and I wasn't allowed to have boys over because it made her uncomfortable. But then like the next day she would have boys over. So it was like not the same.
That's
for
not
her.
Fair. Yeah. You should have the same rules.
Yeah.
That sucks for you because it's like you were paying half. So you should be able to like use the living room, or I mean, at least store your stuff in the living room too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm being shoved into a closet. Your stuff is all over like the living room and stuff. Like you have, it was a big place. Like, it was big for a studio.
I wonder what her mindset was. Maybe she felt like, oh, that's your room and this is my room. And, like, the
yeah,
whole
I
thing
get the whole
room.
Thing and you get this little closet. Yeah. I don't know, but we never, like, even talked about that. And I just chalked it up to, like, she was very particular about how things looked.
She did have, like, she had the apartment, like, very nicely decorated.
Yeah, it was, like, feng shui, yeah. And it was, like, minimalist, yes. Like, bamboo-looking, white, like, you know.
Yeah, like, from, like, an IKEA ad.
Yeah, from an IKEA, it literally yeah. looked
or, like
an
pottery
IKEA.
Barn.
Yes,
like,
Pottery Barn, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. That's what, yes. So I think maybe my books weren't, like, the color, the right
yeah,
color scheme.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. She was probably like, this is tacky.
Yeah,
like,
this doesn't look good, so you can't put them out. Like, then don't get a roommate.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't.
If you need your apartment to be, like, a perfect way, then you can't share space with someone.
Especially,
like,
in a studio. You yeah. can't expect to share space with someone if you're that particular.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel like she was just using me for the help paying her apartment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She didn't actually want a roommate. She mm-hmm. just wanted her apartment rent to be split in half.
I think that's what my roommate thought for me too. Mm-hmm. But I didn't need her. That was the frustrating part about mine, is like, I did not need her.
Yeah.
And it just, like, I could have just lived my partner there.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
She should have just moved out if she didn't like it.
I know.
Yeah, that we both had some shitty roommates in our day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still pissed about that apartment, because
I know. I feel like you're never not going to be pissed about the
it was
apartment.
Such a cute apartment. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
I know. And we would, like, sit outside in the back area. Yeah. Like, it was cool.
It was a nice place. But the landlords were a little weird. Like, the landlord's mother, like, lived downstairs, and, like, she would, like, watch the cameras a lot. Like, she was, like, really looking at the cameras. And
that's weird.
So that was weird.
Yeah. Can't have it all, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys.
thank you so much for sharing your stories for everybody from part one and part two.
Yeah. And now we have to decide what
January is going to be.
Yeah.
Christmas is here.
We're going to figure it out. I would like maybe to continue on this, like, trend of interviewing people.
I know. I kind of like listening to other people's stories. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
We'll see what we got for you guys next month. Mm-hmm. If you have any ideas or any questions you think we should ask people, because we did roommates and
friend breakups.
So if you guys have any other, like, fun topics that you think would elicit some stories, let us know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye. Mwah.
Mwah.